Tommy Chong says if there's a natural figurehead for a national marijuana brand, he's it. You might remember him as part of the stoner comedy duo Cheech and Chong. In 2003, he went to prison for making drug paraphernalia. Tommy Chong is in Seattle today to promote some marijuana brands he has licensed his image to. And KUOW's Amy Radel spoke to Tommy Chong this morning. Amy, thanks for joining us. Tommy's 76 years old now, and we've got this mental image of him from the Cheech and Chong movies. What's he like out of character, or is he ever out of character?
He's really affable, and I would say the one thing, and maybe this is even true of their comedy routines, is he's very self-deprecating and self-aware about kind of stoner stereotypes, you know, so he doesn't just live in the stereotype. He's very soft-spoken, and he looks really good, you know, considering he's 76. He's just in jeans and a t-shirt, looks very fit.
Well, he's calling himself the face of pot ever since his Cheech and Chong comedy routines and movies in the 70s. What is his place in this new landscape of marijuana legalization?
Well, of course, you know, coming at it in Washington, I wanted to immediately say, well, are you going for a recreational license or are you on the medical side? You know, we have all these different categories, and he's not interested in any of that. He kind of gestures to his business manager, you know, for the technical questions. Basically, he says he's ready to dedicate himself to the idea that marijuana is benign. You know, he thinks it has some really interesting medical uses and benefits in pain management. So now he's going to be, you know, trying to roll out this national marijuana brand. And he talks about how professional athletes use marijuana and you know, they still perform at the highest levels. And I tried to say, well, but you kind of put the stereotype out of people who are incredibly stupid from all the marijuana that they use. And he said, you know, that it's just about dosage. It's about being smart in how you use it. And basically, that was an over-the-top, you know, joke.
What I'm trying to do, and I'm trying to educate the government, too, is that the government put me in jail because they believed that I was that character. And that's what I mean about education. Now, everybody with a half a brain would know, no, he's acting.
So just, yeah, he was acting. That was a persona. It was a joke. It is basically his response to that question. And what he's alluding to with the government there is, as you mentioned before, he spent 9 months in federal prison in 2003 for being part of a business that made drug paraphernalia.
So tell us more about what Tommy Chong is doing in Seattle today, besides making numerous media appearances all over town.
That's right. This afternoon, he's affiliated with a business in Washington called C&C, and they have a dispensary that they hope to make a retail location eventually on Lake City Way. And he's going to be appearing there, meeting with patients and advocates this afternoon. And he says that he's, you know, hoping to have these marijuana brands with his name and face on them that he's promoting around the country. And it was funny because he said, you know, ever since legalization started to come on the map in Colorado and Washington, his voicemail has been filling up with contacts from, you know, aspiring marijuana businesses.
And it is like a stoner culture. So the requests are very funny. Hey, Chong, man. This is Mike. This is one of the growers in Pueblo, Colorado. He says, I got your number from a friend, and I want you to come down and bring your guitar.
Yeah, so he's pretty funny talking about all the contacts. It's like everyone thinks of Cheech and Chong when they hear about marijuana being available and legal. Just in case people remember the press conference last year, a little over a year ago, we have seen attempts to unroll national marijuana brands before. Last spring, Jamin Shively, who had been formerly with Microsoft, held a big press conference in downtown Seattle with Vicente Fox, the former president of Mexico, and said he was going to become big marijuana and have this new brand. And we haven't really seen anything from them since then. Perhaps Tommy Chong is the kind of person who has a persona and a following. Maybe he can achieve this.
Hey, here's what I'm wondering. The Washington state requires people in state licensed businesses to be state residents, but Tommy Chong doesn't live here, does he?
Nope. Yeah, he lives in California. And so he basically has some kind of a business relationship with a local businessman named Pete O'Neill, who has three locations that he hopes will become licensed retail businesses in Seattle and Linwood. And so that's how he's working into Washington.
Amy Radel, thanks very much. Listen later today for Amy's full report on the visit of Tommy Chong. This is The Record on KUOW.